Absolutely. I mean, any attempt to murder a police officer anywhere in the world would shock and disturb our members. But the fact that it's so close to home, particularly for us here in Donegal who work on a daily basis with our colleagues on the other side of that invisible line on the map, and certainly the guards in Lifford that I represent would particularly have a very close working relationship with their colleagues in Strabane. And it's just very shocking and disturbing to think that there are still people in our society that are willing to go out there and try and murder police officers doing an honourable job, just trying to keep their community safe. Whether they wear a blue or a green uniform, it makes no difference to us, and it's an attack on the police officers, an attack on all of us.
This is the last thing that we want to see, is a return to this kind of events happening in our towns and in our communities.
Absolutely. I mean, all right-thinking people are absolutely abhorred by what happened, and the absolute vast majority of people in our society have embraced the peace process and want to move on, leave those dark days behind. So unfortunately there's those few people who deny the democratic will and insist on wreaking havoc in our communities.
You would just appeal to anyone with information on either side of the border, contact police, and in order to be able to stamp this out of our communities?
Absolutely. I mean, the fundamental objective now is, once that we're satisfied that our colleagues are safe, we wish them well from the colleagues here in this side border. The focus now has to be bringing in the perpetrators of justice. So I'd appeal on anyone who has any information to either contact the Crime Stoppers number in Northern Ireland or the confidential cabinet number here in the Republic, or call into any Garda station if they have any information to help bring these people to justice.